Thank you for joining us for the Reimagine Your Dream Bookkeeping Firm series. I am Cindy Schrader, the founder of Bookkeeping Buds and the owner of Bright Bookkeeping. This series is for anyone who has a bookkeeping firm or is looking to start a bookkeeping firm. Over the next 5 weeks, we will talk about a range of topics, including determine your happy place, recognize ultimate guests, embrace your sparkle, accept a red rope policy, and finally, marvel with your magic touch. Each week, there will be a short presentation of some theories along with some homework to help you think deeper. Join us each week after the presentation to discuss any questions about that week's topic or anything else you have questions about that you would like to discuss. Let's get started. Week 1, determine your happy place. I wanted to be a princess when I grew up. What crazy fantasies did you have when you were a kid? I quickly learned that princess was not an actual occupation, so I became the next best thing, a bookkeeper. I love bookkeeping so much, I run 2 companies that revolve around it. Bright Bookkeeping helps small business owners with their day-to-day bookkeeping, and Bookkeeping Buds is a community that supports women who help small business owners with their day-to-day bookkeeping. However, I never gave up on that crazy princess dream. I currently live in Florida, 11 minutes from Disney property, which my husband is always quick to remind me that is not the actual name of our town. But I get to be a princess whenever I want by going to the Disney parks. However, I didn't get there overnight. It took determination, a lot of hard work, and a little bit of pixie dust. Let's go back to the beginning. The year is 2008. We are in the midst of a recession in snowy Chicago where I have spent my entire life. Regardless of the financial distress the world was in at the time, after years and years of crappy jobs, I decided now was as good a time as any to start my bookkeeping business. I did some research to see if people would actually outsource bookkeeping and was happily surprised that they would. Fantastic. I started my business and networked like crazy. I was meeting and taking on new clients to grow my business, but that also included running all over town all day to go to their offices to help them out. I realized that if I continued with this business model, I could only take on so many clients without running out of time, and therefore the amount of money I could make was limited. On top of that, I was quickly reaching exhaustion. Around the same time of frustration, I went to a Send Out Cards conference. There I learned all about I am statements. They had you think about what you really want your life to look like and then write a statement beginning with I am as if it was already true. It is amazing how much magic your mindset and beliefs have to take you where you want to go if you let them. I thought, sure, I'll play along. What do I have to lose? I wrote, I am running a successful 6-figure business. I am living in Disney World. I am working with my husband. I am living my best life. After writing this, I didn't really think much of it, but it must have been enough to spark me to do all of these ideas because less than 10 years later, they are all true. Obviously, there were a lot of ups and downs and hard work in those 10 years, but to reach the end result, they were all worth it. I want to challenge you to think about what your happy place looks like. The reason we start with where you want to end up is so that you know where you are going and we don't leave it to chance. It is similar to what would happen if you were going on a trip but didn't bring a map. If you have no plan, then don't be surprised that you don't get to where you want to go. What does your happy place look like? In order for this to be successful, you really need to listen to your heart. The mind generally tries to take over, especially for bookkeepers. It tries to derail you with negative thoughts like, you can't afford that. That's never gonna happen. Why do you think you deserve that? I am here to tell you that your happy place, whatever it is for you, is possible. It may take a little time to get there, but first you have to become clear as to what it looks like for you. To help you get started, I recommend carving out about an hour of time to focus only on you for a change. Print out the homework, but don't look at it yet. Turn off your phone and computer and any other distractions. Sit quietly for about 15 minutes and get really present with yourself. Focus on your breathing and try to quiet all the other noise in your head. After the 15 minutes, open your eyes and answer the 3 pages of questions as quickly as possible so you don't think about them. Write the first thing that comes to your mind. Don't worry, no one else is going to see this. By doing it quickly, there is less chance your pesky mind will get in the way. Once you get through the questions, spend a few minutes reading what you wrote to see if anything surprised you. Then spend about 30 minutes daydreaming about what your happy place would look like. Think about your ideal life. Where do you live? Who do you live with? How do you spend your day? What do you do for fun? Who are you surrounded by? How much money do you want to make? How do you make it? How do you give back to the world? What are you wearing? What are you driving? Once you have thought about all of this plus more, take the last 15 minutes to write out what this happy place looks like. Make it so freaking awesome that you can't read it without weeping. Be sure to read it each night before you go to bed to inspire you every day. Feel free to share with me what comes up. I'd love to hear it. Join us again next week when we learn how to recognize ultimate guests. Until we meet again, dream big, shine bright, and be kind. Are you a woman who owns a bookkeeping firm? Do you love working on your own but still want the sense of community? Are you having a hard time grasping all these apps and which are the best for you to start using? Do you need some additional motivation to push you out of your comfort zone? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then welcome to your bookkeeping happy place. Bookkeeping Buds is just the community you are looking for. We offer a private Slack channel to connect with others in the community, virtual and in-person meetings to stay up to date on industry news and share ideas. We have quarterly goal-setting exercises to help keep your business on track while you take care of everyone else, as well as an intimate in-person boutique retreat to spend 2 days networking and learning to improve your business, health, and wellness. Go to bookkeepingbuds.com to join us today.